Here we are. We're Sweet 16. Let's thank the Lord again. You blessed us, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You get all the credit for anything we do, anything we are. Hallelujah. Let's go with the message. What is the message? Sweet 16. That's my message. I started thinking about it. It don't take long when you're a preacher and you're studying the Word. You start thinking about something, the Lord will help you with a message. Amen. So let's see what we can find. I want to share a little bit about our church, just a little bit in the beginning, in the fall of 2002. It was actually October, for the month of October 2002, about 60 people. That's guys with their, that's men and women, older people, some younger couples with their children. They met in my house for a launch team meeting. We never called anybody a core because Jesus is our center. Yes or no? Your center at Fellowship Church is not Pastor Gary Clark. Your center at Fellowship Church is Jesus Christ. Do you understand that? We love who here? And we love who? See, I'm part of that people part. See, I love you and you love me, but we love Jesus. Amen. Yes or no? Yes or no? Amen. So we called it a launch team because I didn't know what would happen. I didn't know where it would go. But we didn't want people to feel like, A, that they're the center of what we're doing. He's our center. But also, if they didn't stay with us, I want them to always know, even if you're with us for a few months or a year, you help launch us in to do something great for God. Amen. So they met with me for about 4 weeks in my house, right there in that room. November 3rd, 2002, we met for the first time at the Lemon Bay High School. Can we thank the Lord for Lemon Bay High School? Come on, I want you to do it. Come on, here we go. You might drive by there and go, that's a nice school. But look at that one building where it says Performing Arts Center. That's where we met. The whole rest of the school was totally tore down. Y'all remember that, say? All of it was tore down. They started construction except one building. Guess which building they didn't tear down? Take a wild guess. The building what? That we were what? The one we were in. Isn't that crazy? Boy, was I ever thankful to the Lord. Amen. All that time, 12 and a half years. Beautiful. Thank you, Lord. Fellowship Church purchased 11 acres right here in the Bullseye of Rotunda in 2004. If you don't know the story, you just got to get the video on our history sometime and watch it. It's crazy. We don't ask for something for nothing here. I'm not that kind of guy. I won't appreciate it. I'm that kind of guy. Is anybody else like that? If people just give you stuff you don't appreciate if you get too much? Only about four of you? Well, whatever. I talked to a lady yesterday. She says, I know you're one of the, you know, we know about you. You go to the Goodwills and the Salvation Armies and all that. I said, absolutely. I said, but my favorite place is by the road. That's my favorite place. I can't believe the things people throw away. I was looking, I don't know if I told you this, I was by the trash the other day, down by the beach. It wasn't some fancy beach house, one of these old little small cottages down there, down one of them little roads. And there's a bunch of stuff by the road. You could tell somebody had moved, or they moved out of a rental or whatever, and the stuff was out by the street. It's sort of nasty, rained on. And I'm thinking, man, I need to get out in this. And I thought, yeah, you do. And I saw a five-gallon bucket. You know five-gallon buckets back in the day? You could get five-gallon buckets, go to the paint store. Can I have a five-gallon bucket? Sure, have one, preacher. Now it's like $5 for a five-gallon bucket. So I saw a five-gallon bucket. Looked pretty good. Had sort of mess on the top of it. I took that stuff, threw it off. I wanted that five-gallon bucket. I can take a five-gallon bucket. I'll use it for something. Little did I know, when I pulled the top off that five-gallon bucket, that mess, there was a brand-new cast net laying in there. What? About $50 I just looked at. I was like, thank you, Lord. Amen. But I generally don't want something for nothing. Now, if I get it by the trash, I love that. But we didn't get our land for nothing. We just wanted some help, Saul. Amen, say. So we bought that land and we paid for it. 11 acres right here. Keep looking. We bought more, too. We bought 3 additional acres of land when the economy tanked. They wanted $750 for it. We had to get it for $127.5. $750 to $127.5. All that pretty land over to the right with all them pretty oak trees where we're going to eat in a little bit. Amen. Beautiful. God did this. God did this. We had groundbreaking May 2010. I cut down this pine tree. Didn't realize that's against the law. What country do we live in when you can't cut down your own tree? Yes or no? Amen? How many are like me? You think you should be able to cut down a tree every once in a while? Come on. It's like we're going to put a building here. We didn't cut it way over there. We cut it because that's where the building was going to sit. Give us a break. But anyway, after 12 years, 6 months, 25 days, 3 hours, and 30 minutes, we were blessed with our final service at Lemon Bay High School's Performing Arts Center. I love that school. I love that place. Friday night, I get to stand on the sidelines and holler for the boys. Up and down the sideline. Get behind the line! Where you at? Where you at? Get in the game! Where you at? Come on, guys! That's about all I do. But it means the world to me to be at that campus. Do you hear me say, I still get a chance to be at that campus. That's a beautiful place to me. You hear me say, I love that. Thank you, Lord. Our final two services before coming home were in the Lemon Bay High School gymnasium. That gymnasium right there. That matters to me, too. That's why when basketball season starts in about a month, why don't y'all come out to basketball games? It's like $3, $4, $5. I don't know what it is. It ain't much, and you'll get blessed. And cheer on our guys. It's fun, man. Come on. First service was Father's Day right here. We didn't plan it that way. That's just the way it was. We were either going to stay in that gym or we were going to get out of that gym. We had to get out, man. That was the deal. We didn't want to get in right then. We wanted later, but we got in right there. June 21, 2015 is when we came here. And that's what the paper did. The paper put a big article. Don't you love those two words? Say those two words. Debt free. Can we thank the Lord for that? That made the paper. Made the paper. Amen. There's nothing better you can do with your life than reach a soul for Jesus Christ. That's what we're all about, and that's what we do. Who said that? I did. That's who we are. That's who we are at Fellowship. Did you hear me? That's what we're about. I thought y'all country club church. Are you kidding me? The pastor goes by garbage and picks it out. You know, who does this? Amen. Come on. I never want to forget where I came from. I never want to forget my roots when we had nothing. Amen? I don't want us to ever forget that here. We had nothing right here, and God gave us everything we have. Amen? And if we can't give cheerfully, we're pitiful people. Amen, say. We've been blessed. Amen? Come on. So, Fellowship Church, say it with me, guys. Fellowship Church, this is what we say. Say it loud. We love, and we love, right from the Bible. I didn't make that up. Thou shalt love the Lord your God, Jesus speaking, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. This is the first commandment. That's it. Love God. But specifically we say here, love who? Jesus, God's Son. He gave His Son for us. And the second is like it, namely this. Love your who? Your who? Last time I checked, they people. Amen. Love Jesus, love who? People as yourself, as your who? So that's something else we teach here very strongly. Say, I matter. I have value. I'm not a piece of trash. I'm not. No. I matter. I have value. How can I love Jesus when I say I'm a nothing? Because you don't believe that you're something, and He thinks you're something. He gave His life for you. You're out of the gate right there, screwed up right at the beginning. He loves you. How can you love people, really, when you don't think a dime about yourself? But I'm going to love them. I know how to love. You need to work on loving you a little bit. Amen. Say. That's not arrogant or egotistical. It's really a humbling thing. Instead of griping and complaining. See how good God's been to you. Amen. Say. Just because somebody else doesn't love you, treated you like dirt. There's a whole lot of other people that don't treat you like that. Amen. Say. Focus like that. Think like that. Amen. There's no other commandment greater than these. Come on. We love Him because of what? He first loved us. Hang in here with me. Now, you sound like you're sleepy. You sound like you want to eat chicken or something. What's wrong with you? Come on. So, Sweet 16, where's the message going? I got like 10 minutes, 12 minutes. God help us. The word sweet, it means pleasant tasting like sugar or honey. That's what the word means. Sweet. We're Sweet 16, baby. Amen. This is who I want us to be. I want us to be sweet. Amen. Say. Pleasant in general. Sweet is pleasant in general. Some of the meanest, ugliest people you'll meet with attitude are church people. I don't want that to be our church. You hear me say. At all. At all. Nothing just gripes me more than that. It's horrible. I hate it. Amen. We want to be what? We want to be what? Sweet 16, baby. Delightful is the word. That's what it means. It means delightful. Delightful to be around. Yeah, amen. Say. If you say, well, I'm not that, Pastor, well, you got some work to do, don't you? Good. He laid down his life for us, for his friends. God calls us his friends. That ought to cheer you up a little bit today. Amen. And then finally, it means kind and thoughtful. So pleasant tasting, pleasant, gentle, delightful, kind and thoughtful. That's what the word sweet means. This is who we are. The Bible says, oh, taste and see what? That the Lord is what? He's good, and blessed is that man that trusts in him. You are blessed when you see he's good, and it will sweeten you. It has me. Now, I know I come across tough and hard sometimes. Well, that's my nature. That's what I want to do as a preacher. I want to be strong on the word and on truth and right. I don't want to pat you on the head. It ain't sweet for me to pat you on the head when your life's going to hell. Sometimes you need people to help you. Amen. Say, you got plenty of head patters out there. Sometimes the good thing is to help you be strong. So I'm like that. But Gary wants to be sweet too. You hear me say, amen. It's a little bit odd. Gary's sweet. It don't even sound like it goes with me. I want us to be sweet, especially when you got me as the preacher. You definitely need to be sweet to people. You hear me say. Had somebody said they met me this morning. I mean, I'd met them before, but said it took them 5 times listening to me before they finally thought, oh, maybe we can handle him. Anyway, say that with me loud. I want to be. Good job, church. Good. I want us to be sweet. I want us to be sweet. When we walk away, they go, you know, she was so sweet. You know, that was a sweet couple right there. When we eat lunch at a dinner place or whatever. When we walk away, they go, that was sweet of them to leave us that. Amen. Yes or no? Come on, this is who I want us to be. Pleasant, delightful, kind, and thoughtful. Say that with me. Pleasant, delightful, kind, and thoughtful. And I don't want to get off on this, but you know, you think of a sweet 16 birthday party. Now, to me, boys don't have sweet 16 birthday parties. Do they or not? Do they have them? I never had them. It's your sweet 16, Gary. What? Not that it's wrong. Nothing wrong with that, but I think of girls having a sweet 16. And this is where I get a little, look, I won't talk about it much. I know you're flashing a light. But anyway. But you think of 16, I ain't saying you should go do it, girls, or it's right. But you think of sweet 16, maybe that girl having her first date. Back in the day. I know Roger said no. Listen at him back there. It's funny. You know, or. I'm just thinking, sweet 16 is special. You hear me? Get your driver's license. But especially for that young lady, it's just a special time. I'm not saying it's written in stone, eight people mature. They don't at 16. I get that, but there's something about turning 16. Yes or no? Amen. Y'all hear me or not? Maybe times have changed. I have no idea. But this is how I was. I was still very firm with my daughter, but when she turned 16, there was something special about it. Did you hear me? Yes or no? And I started to see Elise in a little bit different light. She's my daughter. But I just want to say that one of the sweetest people you'll ever meet is my daughter, Elise Clark. She's just sweet. She's the perfect person to work with those that have been raped, those that have been abused. That's what she does for a living. But she's sweet to them, not judgmental. We need sweet in our town, don't we? Yes or no? Sweet. Yeah, praise the Lord. We want to be sweet, man. Come on. So, I'll push now, buddy. I'll push. Sweet 16. Number one, you just push me with the scriptures. I might just hit a couple. But number one, God's word is sweet when you read it. How sweet are your words unto my taste? Sweeter than honey to my mouth. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. God's word is sweet, more to be desired than gold, yea, than much fine gold. God's word is sweeter than honey out of the honeycomb. That's God's word. You want to be sweet? Get in God's word. Did you hear me say, something's got to get inside of you and change you? Do you hear me say? Well, I was raised this way. I can't be this way. That's not true. You can be sweeter. Amen. Get into God's Word. My son, the Bible says, eat the honey because it's good, the honeycomb which is sweet to your taste. So shall the knowledge of the wisdom of the Word of God be to your soul. When you found it, there should be a reward, and your expectation's not going to be cut off. You're expecting, as you read the Word, to get something, to find something, to change your life, to make you better, to make you sweeter. It'll happen. Did you hear me say? The Word of God is sweet. Book of Revelation says that. I went to the angel and said unto him, this is Jesus speaking. Okay? Actually, it was John in the book of Revelation speaking back to the angel of the Lord. Give me the little book. And the angel of the Lord said, take it, eat it up. Say this next part with me. And it shall make your belly what? Bitter, but in your mouth it'll be what? What's that mean? That means when you read the Word, it's sweet going in. But it might get on in the side of you and really have to do a work on you. You read it, thou shalt not lie, it gets on inside of you. I'm a liar. Did you get that? Yes or no? Husbands, love your wife. You read that in the Scripture, it'll get inside of you. You realize, man, I'm a crappy husband. Got it? Yes or no? Amen. Husbands, don't provoke your children to wrath. You'll read it. It'll come inside of them. You realize, man, I need to go apologize to my children. Do you hear me? Yes or no? Amen. Come on. Keep looking. God's Word is sweet. What else is sweet? Sweet 16. That's what we're talking about. What else is sweet? Here it is. Evil can be sweet. Evil. The Bible says evil can be sweet. What you talking about, Clark? By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose rather to suffer affliction with his own people than enjoy the what? The what? The pleasures or the sweetness or the delight of sin for a season. Evil is sweet, baby. It's enticing. Good. Be careful. Be careful. Though wickedness be what? Be what? Sweet in his mouth. Though he hide it under his tongue. Though he spare it and forsake it not. But keep it still within his mouth. Yet his meat in his bowels is turned. It is the gall of ass within him. Evil, sweet. It'll get inside of you. And don't be surprised inside of you if there's snakes. That's old country preaching right there. The poison of snakes. You eat something up. Some pleasure, some evil you're doing in your life, all of a sudden, snakes on the inside of you. You ever said, I can't believe that person did that? Amen. Yes or no? I can't believe that person did that. They were my neighbor. I can't believe they did that. We always say that about a shooter. I can't believe they did. Well, somewhere along the way, snakes. Got it? Yes or no? It's just plain English, plain speaking. How about this one? Stolen waters are sweet. That can mean a lot. But you to cheat on your wife, sir, ma'am, cheat on your husband, oh, it's sweet, ain't it? Bread eaten in secret's what? Pleasant. Evil is sweet. It'll kill you. But he knoweth not that the dead are there. What? That eating that evil? The dead are there. The dead are there. And that her guests are in the depths of hell. Sweet. This is just me studying the Bible. That's all I'm doing. I'm just in my office. Sweet 16. I'm reading God's Word. Sweet. Yay. Then I keep reading. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Bread of deceit is what? Sweet to a man, but afterwards his mouth shall be full of gravel. I screwed him over. That was fun. And then you're like, hope your teeth break out. Amen. Do right. Amen. Hello. See, I don't want us to be this kind of church. Oh, they're sweet, all right. They'll take you for a ride. They'll cheat you. Amen. Had somebody yesterday. He's gone through a lot of hard times in his life. But I love that when he spoke to me, he thanked me for my relationship with him. That's what I want people to do. Amen. Yes or no? I don't have a list of enemies. I don't want a list of enemies. I choose to love my enemies. Why? Because you're a great guy. Now, that's what the Bible says. And this will make me a better man. Amen. Say, I don't want evil. Oh, it's real sweet to pop somebody upside the face. Absolutely. I've wanted to do it many times. How sweet would that be? Wham! Love have that. I just don't want the gravel in my mouth later. I don't want the snakes in my stomach. Did you hear me? Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Evil can be sweet. Y'all okay? I want to be what? But I don't want to be that artificial sweetener. Mm-mm. Come on. My words should be what? Therewith bless we God, and even to God the Father, we curse men that are made after the likeness of God. What's wrong with us? Out of the same mouth proceeds blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Don't do that. Doth a fountain send forth the same place sweet water and bitter? No. Be sweet with your words. Amen. Yes or no? Come on. Who is wise man and do with knowledge among you? Let him show forth out of a good what? What? Conversation. His works with meekness of wisdom. Be sweet. The heart of the wise teaches his mouth. Did you hear that? The heart of the wise teaches us what? How many say I'm getting wiser with the way I run my mouth? Let me see some hands. You just give God the credit. Boy, I'm getting a little bit wiser with that big old mouth I got. Amen. Good. Pleasant words as are honeycomb, sweet to the soul, and it's what? Pleasant words are what? Health to the what? Bones. Have you ever been so down, just a good word from somebody got you through? Let me see your hands. Just a good word from somebody got me through my day. Good stuff, man. Just a Bible study with you on Sweet 16 Day. Amen. Because I know it couldn't be long. My words should be what? Pleasant, delightful, kind, and thoughtful. That's what we're talking about. We're almost done. Push me. Sweet 16. My prayers, my offering, my service to the Lord should be what? According to the Bible. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor. And the Lord said in his heart, I'll not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite anymore every living thing as I have done with the flood. God smelt that offering. Said, I'm not going to do that again. He smells our offering. Did you know that on Sunday morning God smells our offering? Yes or no? Amen. But he smells it, our offering through the week. Our worship, when we sing songs. Why are you singing at the church? I don't like the singing. Well, you know what? I care a little bit more about his nose. Did you hear me? I want him, when we come here on a Sunday morning, for God Almighty to feel welcome in this place. For him to smell worship coming up from this place. Amen. And sing. I'm a man. I don't sing. Well, maybe you could be a little more pleasant, delightful, kind, thoughtful. Amen. Say. Be sweet, baby. While the earth remains, seed time, harvest, cold, heat, summer, winter, day, night shall not cease. Amen. Every man according as he purposes in his heart. Say it with me. So let him what? Give. Not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves what? A cheerful giver. God loves that smell. We don't want him. We don't want on Sunday morning at offering time for a big stink to raise up. Amen. I love saying we're debt free. I love saying God gets all the what? All the credit, man. Amen. Love that. I don't want to ever lose that. Paul said, I have all, I abound in all, I'm full, I've received. He said of one of his men, Epaphroditus, talking about the Macedonians or the Philippian church, I've received the things which you sent. Say it with me. They were a what to me? They were an odor of a what? Sweet smell. They were a what? Sacrifice what? Acceptable. They were what? Well-pleasing to who? To God. So our service, our sacrifice, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Our offering, our service, our sacrifice should be done not grudgingly. What does that mean? Not mad. I'm serving God, but I'm mad about it. Or sad. I'm serving God, but it's killing me because you know it's just so tough serving Jesus. You're killing me. Come on. No, God loves us to serve him and give. How? Cheerfully. It's right from the Bible. Number five, my witness and my testimony to others should be what? It should be sweet. For we're unto God a sweet savor of Christ. We are unto God a sweet savor of Christ. in them that are saved. We're supposed to be sweet smelling to people who are believers in Christ. But we're also to be that way to them that are lost, to those that perish. God says, I see you. You have Jesus in you. You have the Holy Spirit, the living God. I expect you to be sweet to your brothers and sisters in Christ, and I expect you to be sweet to those that ain't. Plain English? Right from the Bible. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Walk in love. This is our calling. As Christ also loved us, gave himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a what? For a what? Sweet-smelling savor. This is who we are as a church. Amen. Yes or no? He's trying to make us sweet on our 16th birthday. I sure am. But I'm not having to work too hard because you're a sweet people. You're sweet. You're a good church. Are we perfect? No. You got me. No, you ain't perfect. But I tell you what. I like what I hear out in town. I like that. I like what I hear out in town. Every once in a while I'll hear something. And I'll try to run over whoever heard it about with my truck. No. Not really. I want us to be sweet. Amen. Don't you want that? Say. Don't you want your kids to be sweet? Don't you want your husband, your wife, your family to be sweet? Yes or no? Isn't that what we want? Yes or no? Come on, man. I want to be sweet. I'm going to be sweet. Say that with me. I want to be sweet. I'm going to be sweet. We're sweet 16, baby. Come on. Happy Sweet 16, Fellowship Church. Amen. I love you and I appreciate you. Let's praise the Lord for his word. Amen. Come on, something brief.